Blog Talk Radio.
Up outside, so all the snow is like, you know, melting, so to speak it is. A lot of things in the news, you know, the Dennis Rodman thing, which is not really news, but, you know, they're talking about him. The big thing, however, is Chris Christie. Wow. Did you see that coming? Did you see that happening? You know, where this may ruin his chances. But, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of political people. Like, look at, you know, Mayor Marion Barry. You know, he did all that stuff, and he was reelected. So you never can tell how this is going to have an effect on his political campaign, Chris Christie's, that is, or not. So who knows what the snow blows. But Val Young's here. Val, what's going on?
Everything's fine with me, Tally. How are you?
I'm still here. I feel younger
today. I just got
today.
A little bit sleepy.
Did you really? Sometimes yeah. Sometimes the cool critics will put you to sleep now.
Oh, really? I'm trying to get in on the board where it says upcoming broadcasts. Pastor's ex-wife, which I think that was a repeat, but that was an excellent show. She gave some good pointers about the other woman and about Dwayne. What's the guy, Dwayne?
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. She had an excellent show. I was just sitting here listening to her, and I had kind of like drifted off. Let me get myself together. Yes, I had kind of like drifted off together there for a minute, but I'm back down. Everything was fine.
Okay. Have you been doing some of the things that we're going to talk about later? I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. I'm serious. Road to Stardom,
yes,
what's going on? Nika.
Hey, Liz, Val.
Hi.
I've just been sleeping the day away, watching TV and falling asleep at the same time.
Well, what have you been watching? What has been putting you to sleep?
So I love watching the Food Network, so I always watch my shows that are on the Food Network. And then I changed and watched TV One because they always show, like, Good Times, Sanford and Son, all the old school shows I like to watch. So I was going back and forth, and I just fell asleep, woke back up, started watching the shows again, fell asleep again, woke back up, and now I'm just been watching the shows.
Yeah, I like Guy Fieri. I like Guy Fieri. I don't like his grocery show where, you know, people got to get their groceries and then cook them. I don't like that. And I don't like, you know, the celebrity thing with what's that other lady? You know, she's a pretty prominent cook. I don't know what her name is. But anyway.
You talking about Rachel Ray?
Rachel Ray. You know, she has he challenges her and her celebrities against his celebrities. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I like Chopped. I like Chopped. And I like, you know, Guy Fieri, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Love
that. I'm always watching that. But now they put him on at 11. So he comes on every day at 11 o'clock at night. So, and it's all repeats. There's nothing new. It's all repeats. And it's like they continue to show the same ones over and over. So it's like I already seen them. No point in watching them again.
Yeah. but everybody has it. You know, Guy Fieri must be the mainstay at Food Network because he's all over the place. Yeah. So, Aaron, what's going on?
Hey. You know, it sounds like everybody.
Hey, Aaron.
Sounds like everybody's doing some research for our upcoming marijuana debate with all the sleepiness going on.
Are you sleeping?
I got advice for
you
all. Change your stash. You got to change your stash.
Hey, you know, when we get into it, you know, we could talk about it. But don't you think that the stash that is sold legally is a lot better than the stash that is sold streetly?
I hope to find out.
But you're not going to, with the street stash, it's different from the legal stash. You can't go into a medical, you can't go into the legal place and ask for purple haze. They're not going to know what the heck you're talking about.
Okay.
They're
going to
probably look at you like you're crazy and say, I never heard of that.
Oh, I think they know. Everyone knows purple haze.
Sound like. I don't know it. I'm not a weed connoisseur. So, you know, I don't know the difference between Pall Mall and Chesterfield's. So, you know,
Purple Haze, White Widow. I'm sure they know all about that.
Yeah, they probably do, but I don't. So,
a lot of people don't realize because, you know, by the time, you know, especially when you buy weed in the hood, weed is supposed to have these little crystals on it. Like I used to get. Well, I used to know a guy who got it fresh.
You used to get. They can't arrest you. They can't arrest you now. They got to find you with it, right? Just because you said you did it, you know.
Right. I can say a lot of things on the air.
Right.
But you know what? It has these little white crystals on it. And that's where all the THC is found. And usually by the time you get it in the hood, it's been manhandled so much that the crystals fall off of it. But if you got really good stuff, it don't look like it's got, like, little sugar or something sprinkled on it.
Okay. So, anyway, what we're going to talk about hey, I'm not turning anybody in. And if you say, hey, you know, Aaron's doing weed over there on 10th Street, you know, and then they go in there and they can't smell anything and they can't see anything, how can they get you? Just because I said it? No. So, and pretty soon it's all going to be legal, you know. It may take, you know, 5 years for the whole country to go, but buying booze is legal in every state. So
yeah. And they make a whole lot of money from that.
So see what I'm saying? So anyway, we're going to play a couple of records and then get the show on the way. 347-205-9366. It's a Saturday, Jan 11, 2014. We are the Cool Crew.
We'll be right back.
That's, of course, Roger Troutman, Zap. Really sad about Roger Troutman so long ago, but still sad. And Charlie Wilson was in that. I don't know who the woman was singing. Maybe it was Shirley Murdoch. Maybe. I'm not sure. Anyway, you know, quickly, give me your take on the Dennis Rodman situation of Road.
He crazy. Something wrong with him.
Okay.
Something's really wrong with him. I don't know if he's doing drugs or not, but something really wrong with him to go off like that.
He was sick. He said he was drunk.
But, I've seen drunk people, and I've been around drunk people. On my father's side, that's all they do is drink. So I've been around drunk people, and
okay.
I've never seen none of them act like that.
Okay.
My whole thing is tripping on him singing happy birthday to the leader, the North Korean leader. I mean, he just totally looks like, you know, the North Korean leader's bitch to me. I mean,
what if he was paid to do it?
I don't know. I mean,
that was kind of weird to me. But, you know, what if the guy says, "Hey, man, I'll give you half a mil to come sing happy birthday to me," or, you know, 20,000. I don't know. You know,
he should have worn that wedding dress, and then he could at least look like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. He did wear a dress at one time. Val, do you know about Dennis Rodman's little ordeal, or do you care?
I really don't care, but I think that when I heard, somebody said that the NBA something wasn't going to, there wasn't a, they wasn't a part
of it. They
didn't
sanction. Yeah, they didn't sanction.
Right, right. So I kind of say, you know, he's out there by himself. And what I was gathering was he's trying to promote some talented young guys that know how to shoot the hoop.
Yeah.
I've always understood his personality, so I don't think he's crazy. But, you know, to certain people, he might be crazy. A little weird.
I mean, frankly, I just think they're paying him. That's his job right now.
That's what I think.
He did it all for entertainment.
I think he got paid, you know, and he tossed that song in as a bonus. You know, so who's to say? Let's move on to the next deal. Chris Christie, Val Young. What do you think about his ordeal? What do you think?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Aaron?
You know, I don't think it's going to hurt them politically what happened. I mean, if you don't know, I mean, I guess you're talking about where they...
those lanes were blocked.
Right, they blocked up lanes for the other, on the, what was the George Washington Bridge for four days straight. Probably did a so-called a survey or a study.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been on the George Washington. That thing is already crowded in the best of times. And, oh, my God, it must have just been a horrible nightmare. Politically, I don't think it's going to hurt him if he runs for president, because by the time he runs for president, this is going to be such old news. There's going to be a lot of other things going on.
They could bring it back up like it was yesterday. You know, if they're out to get you, and if, from what it seems, I don't think any of the Republican-based news networks like Fox, and I'm not saying that they are, but, you know, let's say that they are slanted toward the Republicans. They have been butchering Chris Christie. You know, all of the people that go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, at the end of the day, though, I mean, this isn't something you can pin on Christie. I mean, he pins it on other people, and he fires them appropriately. And at the end of the day, you can't really pin this. I mean, it's not like, you know, finding his cum on Monica Lewinsky's dress. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't really necessarily pin this on Christie, so I think it's just going to blow over.
They pinned the oil spill on Obama, so, you know, they could pin on anything they want. They could say whatever they want to say.
But he still got elected, so, I mean, it didn't stick. I mean, they can throw as much shit as they want, you know, at the wall. It's not going to stick. I mean, it's going to be something. They will bring it up, but it's not. I don't think it's going to hurt them politically. There'll be other things that can hurt them, but... this would just be something. I mean, we're talking, what, 3 years from now? So,
yeah, 2016 maybe.
I think this is going to be very old news by then. It's just gonna, it'll be a brief mention by then.
Okay. Road to Stardom, Nika?
Nika?
Is Nika, are you there? Well, let's get underway with what we want to talk about. I can't hear Nika. I don't know if she's trying to say anything. But anyway, recreational weed is illegal in Colorado first, since the 1st of January. And now Washington State, it's legal, two states, and 48 to go for weed for play. And I know that's kind of a fun way to say it. And I don't even do read. You know, I don't, you know, my mind is already ready for play in thinking. You know, so when I walk around, I make jokes with Sharon all day. You know, sometimes I talk too much for Sharon. You know, like this, hey, shut up, will you? You know, I'm just having some fun. Just think if I was on weed. Okay, so then now that there haven't been any parties already, but you can see commercials where people are bringing weed instead of six-packs. You know, that's what it's going to go to. You know, because, you know, if selling now, they're going to really start selling it. Because beer sold before commercials were about them. You know, beer was for sale. You know, you go into a bar, you don't go there for milk. You got beer. And then they started advertising, and then that just increased the popularity and the circulation. And I see the same thing with weed. You know, there's going to be a lot of money made for the taxes. There's going to be a lot of money made for the vendors. You know, I remember when I was a mailman, this is back in the 70s, this guy was selling sandwiches for $1 or $2. And I said, hey, they're charging $4 and $5 for sandwiches like this. I said, how can you afford to sell a sandwich for $1 or $2? And it was corned beef, and I mean, it was great lunch meat, great meat. And he says, I don't make money on the food. I make money on the liquor. Okay, so now you can see the same thing headed in that direction with weed. Weed is going to be explosive, and a lot of people that are getting into selling it are going to make a lot of money. There's going to be a lot of taxes generated. There's going to be a lot of things, and I bet you there's going to be MMAs, just like there's mad mothers against drunk driving. There's going to be mothers against weed smoking. So, you know... I believe it. I mean, you know, that sounds kind of like cool now to say, but you know, when you see people, here's the thing. There are people that get mad at somebody and get behind the wheel of a car and just go speeding just for the hell of it and have accidents. You know, they're not drinking, they're not doing drugs, you know, but they are creating accidents and driving maliciously and killing people. So, you know, and there's a lot of people that have been killed by drunk drivers, a lot. And then there's been people that have had accidents on weed smoking, and weed's not even illegal at that time. Now it's legal, and it's going to be up to the person. Just like, and I know I may get some flack from somebody that may have heard me say this, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. People strangle you. People stab you. People choke you. People, you know, beat you and kick you to death. You know, it's people. And that's the same thing that's going to happen to me with weed. Irresponsible people. And here's the thing. People who are responsible, and nobody's ever saying this, people who are responsible gun owners are not killing anybody. People who are responsible drinkers are not killing anybody. You know, they're not killing anybody. They're not getting in any fights. You know, they know their limit is three shots of scotch or whatever their token is that they like. They drink that and then they take their ass home, or they drink at home. Or they have that designated driver. I don't know if you remember when some of the alcohol companies would say, hey, what's up with you? How come you're not drinking? Designated driver. Okay, so now, you know, there are people who are responsible that are not causing any problems. It's always that small few that do not follow the rules, and they're not going to follow the rules. So that's my take on, you know, the future. And here's the deal. Go ahead, Aaron.
I mean, you got to realize these people are already probably smoking and driving. I don't think anything crazy is going to happen. I mean, I don't think anyone's advocating that you should smoke and then drive. I mean, but I'm sure people will do it.
But if you're impaired and you've been smoking weed and you get pulled over by police, you're going to go to jail just like if you were drinking impaired. It's the same thing. But I think I'm glad they finally made weed legal in some states. It should be legal everywhere because we need the revenue. You know, we talk about the world changing. We talk about how revenue streams change. But everything changes. So revenue streams really change not just for us, but for government, for municipalities, for states. You know, so we have to catch up. So marijuana is probably better for you than drinking. It got some health benefits. You know. Right now, they're saying that it's helping a lot of people with different type of ailments. My father gets medicinal weed for his back, and it helps him. So I think, you know, I think if you look at alcohol and you look at marijuana, and you say, you know, which one is most likely to have some to be more beneficial? I think marijuana is even more beneficial than alcohol. I think alcohol is a bad poison. But you saw what happened.
Not only that, I have never in my life seen someone smoke a joint and then go, and pardon the expression, smack their bitch up. You know, I've seen numerous people get drunk and just become the most violent sons of bitches that you've ever want to meet. I have rarely seen, like never seen anyone smoke a joint.
No, I mean, you know, you smoke weed and you go sit down in the corner and be like, hey, man, why are you even talking to me, dude? I ain't your father.
And also, too, to add to your point about the revenue, it may not add money, but another thing it's going to do is just tie up prisons for real criminals. You know, we got a lot of people that we let go for more violent crimes because it's packed full of weed smokers. And I mean, it's retarded. So it may not free up money, but it will free up a lot of space in judicial money.
Oh, no, it's
going to
make it's making money.
On other reasons.
No, it's taxing. No, they're going to make a lot of money. They're making
I'm just saying in addition to that, it's going to free up a lot of judicial money that could be better placed in other areas of crime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that is interesting. I never even realized about the prison situation where there's going to free up a lot of space for people that went to jail for minor, you know, marijuana situations. You know, so you know, what's that going to do? You know, just because you know, there's teenagers that drink liquor, you know, but there's teenagers that are doing weed already in the other 48 states where it's not legal. You know, so I don't think, you know, and I don't know whether or not the devastation behind that's because, you know, accidents that are caused by drunk drivers, you know, I really don't follow that, but, you know, I see the commercials on television and, you know, I don't know what the bulk of it, but there's people that are having accidents, as I said earlier, having accidents already for not paying attention, for eating, for texting, you know, there's a lot of things that you shouldn't do while you're driving. And
Lynn, honestly, how often do you hear about accidents because someone was high on weed? I've never heard that.
But you know what? Brandy killed somebody while texting. The singer Brandy?
Yeah, I know she killed someone in an accident, but I didn't know it was because of texting.
It was because she was texting. They tried to hide it. They tried to keep it out, but she was texting and driving.
So you guys saying that it's not going to be a problem with the kids, maybe 12, 13, 14, 15 years old.
They can't
you're
buy
saying
it.
That it.
No, right. It's going to be better regulated now. Rather than, you know, when I was 13, I was able to go up to the guy on the street corner, you know, the house.
Right,
you know,
exactly. That's what I'm saying, AA.
Yeah, but
I think we're going to have a problem. I personally think we're going to have a problem.
I don't think so. Kids can't walk into a liquor store. What problem would you have
with legalizing something that they're doing already anyway?
Because their mind isn't developed all the way.
A minor can't buy it. A minor can't buy it from them.
I understand
what you're talking
that
about.
Point, Yay. I understand what you're saying, but they're going to get it anyway.
They're getting it much easier now.
It ain't like marijuana. 15-year-olds are smoking marijuana right now already.
Right.
It ain't done nothing to their minds to the degree. They already are underdeveloped. So it ain't made them any less or any more underdeveloped. They were underdeveloped anyway. These guys are doing this. This is like prohibition was with liquor. You're taking away the illegal aspect of it, so the underground won't control it like they control it now.
Somebody has their computer.
No, somebody has it on speakerphone. That's what that is. Somebody either has it on speakerphone or they went to their headset. So if you have a headset, take it off.
I just muted, so I know it's not me.
Okay. Somebody,
all right.
Anyway. So, I don't know. I don't believe that. You know, it ain't going to make 15-year-olds ain't going to go say, hey, I'm giving you $20. Go get me some weed from the medicinal shop. They're going to buy from the same guy they've been buying it from. Period.
So,
okay.
Kimberly,
you know what?
Kim has called. Kim, you called in. Kim, you've been, you must want to talk about this. What's going on?
Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. I had a thought when you were talking about being responsible weed smoking people. And then I think maybe Aaron said what I was going to say. And all I was going to say was about the prison system and having this as a felony or a misdemeanor, whatever they call it, it's going to eliminate that. Whereas, you know, when I did smoke, I thought I was a responsible smoker, meaning that I had a job and I maintained my smoking while doing my job. And I didn't do it every day, but I did it as a social activity. But the thing of it was, when I did get it, I had to, you know, sneak to get it. I had to be cautious. And I couldn't really enjoy it, you know, like I wanted to. Whereas now, you know, a lot of people, I don't know how many of your 25 hosts have partaked of smoking weed or whatever, but were they really able to enjoy it from the purchasing point to the smoking point of it? So yeah, that was my idea of not having to be incarcerated for the matter, because everybody who smoked it is not irresponsible.
I fully enjoyed it.
Yeah, so let me ask you, Kim, while you're on the phone, why did, you know, what kind of feeling did you get from smoking marijuana? What did it do for you?
Well, it put me in a relaxed state of mind when I did it. And again, I didn't do it every day. I didn't do it every week. Probably a year and a half of doing it, I probably did it twice or three times a month. And I did it where it would never interfere with my job. I did it when I knew I was going to have a day off or a weekend off or going on vacation. You know, I was very responsible. I wasn't addicted to it. It was just a social thing that I did. And I didn't ever do it alone. That was the thing. I did it with some friends of mine who were in the same category, what I thought were responsible individuals. You know, like you went out to your... Like you go down to the casino now that's in Cleveland, you go down there and gamble. Cleveland has legalized gambling where you had to go to New Jersey or Chicago or wherever. Now it's made convenient for Cuyahoga residents. You don't have to even get in your car. You can take the RTA and go down there and enjoy yourselves now.
Okay.
Now I want to piggyback on what you say about it relaxes her. One of the most controversial things I tell people is, in my opinion, I think God, if you want to look, you know, because when I have these debates, you know, people come at me from all kind of angles, and people might come from a religious angle. And I always come back with, you know, my opinion, I think God gave it to us to smoke. I think it's the only drug that I know of. It's not even a drug to me. It's an herb. I hate even calling it a drug. But cigarettes, alcohol, everything else is man-made. It has chemicals in it. I mean, this, I have personally, literally grown it, plucked it, smoked it, never added nothing to it. Except maybe some stuff to help it grow, some natural stuff. But, I think God has given us aloe for cuts. Now, I'm not saying you ought to use it, just like you don't have to use aloe for a cut. But I think it's there. And if you, for a lot of people, to me, this is natural mental health medicine. It's what I think it is. It relaxes me sometimes when I'm going bonkers or having a hard time. You know, I smoke some marijuana, kick back, chill, and just kind of relax and let it go. And to me, this is natural. It's given to us by our Creator, just as aloe is given to us, just as penicillin is given to us. It's all natural. And a lot of people have a hard time with that. But it's relaxing. You know, I think it's natural mental health medicine is what it is. It's like there are lots of natural remedies for a certain thing. And that's my belief.
And what is the remedy? What is the remedy that it does? What is it? What does it cure you of? If it's a remedy,
it relaxes me. Just like some people take Zoloft for anxiety and things like that. It helps with anxiety.
Well, everybody doesn't use everything for the same thing. That's all I have to say. I mean, where I might have used it as a stress indicator, everybody used it as just something to get high on and just whatever the case is. I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying that.
Right.
Weed is not used by everybody for the same reason.
And that's a great point.
And yeah, my father doesn't necessarily have to smoke it. He puts it in a brownie. But he needs it because he's got glaucoma and he's got back pain.
What does it do for glaucoma?
I don't know because I don't smoke or eat it or nothing. But it does something for him, you know, where he feels better.
Right.
You know, it alleviates the strain on his eyes, I guess, and you know, and it makes him feel
better.
That was
one of the first medicinal uses of it was for glaucoma. No, what it does exactly, I don't know, but I know that was one of the first things that they said it helped with glaucoma.
And another thing, like I said, I used it when I was 21, which is like 27 years ago, and even with cigarettes, they have changed with cigarettes and added additives in it. So I wouldn't know what weed today versus the weed 20-something years ago, even if they placed additives in it or anything. So that's another thing to look at as well.
I want to say the whole thing is scaring the hell out of me because I know that marijuana, period, I don't care if they're putting it in the brownies or what they're doing with it, it's still a drug, and it still puts you in a different frame of mind.
It's not a drug. It's a plant.
A drug is a drug.
No, a drug is manufactured. Cocaine is manufactured into a drug. Methamphetamine is manufactured into a drug. Marijuana is not manufactured into a drug. It is a plant.
I can understand
your point,
but it still puts your mind
into a
different...
It's not a drug. But when you say it's a drug... You're incorrect. It's a plant that could be called
marijuana is addicting.
Yeah, it could be. Eating potatoes.
Be. How you going to tell, wait a minute, I ain't through with yay. How you going to tell an ex-addict about a drug is a drug?
It's just like ain't no big meat and no little meat. Just because you're an addict don't mean you know the difference between a drug and a plant.
No, I understand what you're trying to say. I didn't mean for it to go out there like that.
Well, I'm just telling her you call marijuana a drug. I said it's a plant. So
okay,
I'm telling
I understand
you,
that,
telling
what
her,
you're
I'm
saying, and we can clarify
that.
That. But I wasn't trying to be scientific about it. I was just saying that I think this is a bad idea. I think my government has went straight to the goddamn hell, and I'm not going to listen to nobody sitting up here telling me that you think it's okay. I'm telling you that marijuana or anything.
With all due respect, well, I mean, should I have to suffer because you were addicted to it? I mean, it's like banning alcohol.
I mean, you're an addict your damn self, nigga, so what the fuck you talk coming at me like that for? You're doing it for recreation. You ain't doing it for nothing.
Check this out. Here we go.
There is very little evidence that smoking marijuana as a means of taking it represents a significant health risk.
Oh,
although
Lord.
Cannabis has been smoked widely in Western countries for more than four decades, there have been no reported cases of lung cancer or emphysema attributed to marijuana.
This is a bad idea.
I want to address her statement.
I don't
want
to argue about it. I'm just saying that's my personal opinion.
I want to read this and then say this. You can go next, Aaron. Cannabis is
all
often
right.
consumed for its psychoactive and sociological effects, which can include heightened mood or euphoria, relaxation, and increase in appetite. Unwanted side effects can sometimes include a decrease in short-term memory, dry mouth, impaired motor skills, reddening of the eyes, and feelings of paranoia or anxiety. Contemporary uses of cannabis are as a recreation or medicinal drug and as part of a religious or spiritual rites. The earliest recorded uses date from the 3rd millennium B.C. Since the early 20th century, cannabis has been subject to legal restrictions with the possession, use, and sale of cannabis preparations containing psychoactive cannabinoids currently illegal in most countries of the world. The United Nations has said that cannabis is the most used illicit drug in the world. So in 2004, the United Nations estimated that global consumption of cannabis indicated that approximately 4% of the adult world population, 162 million people, use cannabis annually, and that approximately 6%, 22.5 million of people use cannabis daily. So that's from Wikipedia.
Can I read something to you?
Go ahead.
I have to address that personal statement that Al seemed making. I've been on the road for quite some time now. I have not used marijuana. I'm not addicted. I do like to enjoy. I do like to use it regularly. But I can. I stop. I'm working right now. I've been on the road for several weeks now, several months. I stop. You know, because I use it often, don't make me addicted to it. And I don't think that, and you shouldn't assume that everyone else who uses it habitually is addicted to it. I stop when I have to. If I don't have any reason to stop, I will partake in it and use it.
It's a bad deal.
Treating AIDS
deal.
With marijuana, patients receiving cannabinoids had improved immune function compared with those receiving placebo. They also gained about 4 pounds on average in those patients receiving placebo. Short-term effects of cannabinoids in patients with HIV infection, the most compelling concerns regarding marijuana smoke in HIV patients are the possible effects of marijuana on immunity, on their immune system. But everywhere else, and let me say, you know, I've never drank, I've never smoked, I've never done drugs. So in that respect, you're correct, Val, I don't know anything about it from that respect. But I had a cousin who had AIDS, who was in less pain when she smoked marijuana, as prescribed by her doctor, not going out buying it in the street, but buying it from a dispensary. She was able to function better. She since passed away. Because the medicine that she was taking
right.
was so detrimental to her body and to her functionability that marijuana allowed her to be in less pain and continue to function. So, you know, the legalizing of marijuana to me and watching my father and how my father has been able to deal with some of his ailments, you know, the legalizing of marijuana allows these people, and, you know, because you have to be 21 or older to get marijuana, whether you use it as a, whether you use it for recreation or as a healer of sorts, you have to be over 21 to get it. Now, will there be some 15-year-olds smoking marijuana? Absolutely. There's 15-year-olds, there's 12-year-olds smoking marijuana right now. The difference is at least we got some regulations going on here, and at least now the states, the governments, the municipalities are able to make money, which we need right now to keep our cities running, our governments going. You know, at least now we know that these things are in place to cause such a thing. So.
And also too, as great as it's been for medicinal use, I'm kind of glad that states are getting away from this whole hocus pocus idea for using it for medicinal reasons. I mean, there are people who are. There are a lot of people who have to get a focus prescription. I'm kind of glad. And I almost thought it was a little dangerous to just say it can only be used for medicinal reasons. I'm kind of glad that we're just dispensing with that whole idea and just saying people can just use it. But it's not hard.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, because you got to remember, like you said, you know, this is the big bad wolf. You know, the one thing I got to say is this. I have never heard or seen anybody say that drinking has some good side effects to it. That drinking alcohol stops you from, it's a healer of sorts. Other than you know, destroying your liver. So we got a poison and a drug in alcohol that's legal. I don't understand why people making such a big thing out of a plant that can get you high. We know that. And can impair you. We know that. But I believe because there's regulations on it and because it's legal, so now you have laws to govern it and to regulate the use of it. And you know, from a legal standpoint, because now you get pulled over smoking marijuana, you're going to jail. The same way, you know, my brother drinks. My brother drinks and gets behind the wheel. His ass go. He went to jail. He got a DUI. Now he can't drive. They took his license from him. So I think
this,
you know,
is a trick of Satan. You guys will see. Everybody that agrees with it. I just hope I don't be around when it hits. Because I see it coming. I feel it. I started off smoking marijuana. And I understand everything. I am intelligent enough to understand what everybody is saying, but this is not good. I can see if someone is dying. I can see if someone has an illness where they're not moving around and they're just, and blah, 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 blah. I can understand that part of it. But with legalizing for everybody, no.
It's
no.
Not legalized. You know what? They said the same thing about alcohol.
I was going to say that, you know, I tell you what, why not give it a chance? As with any law, it can be repealed. If it turns out to be a bad thing, I'm sure it'll be repealed. Just like the prohibition of alcohol turned out to be a worse thing, then it created more problems. It created gangs. And gangs.
It's a trick.
And they repealed it.
That's what they said about. That's what they said about alcohol. The religious right said the same thing about alcohol. You know, the world was gonna come to an end. You know, everybody was gonna get drunk. It was gonna be a big orgy out in the middle of the street. You got to.
That's what
they're
doing now.
But they were doing that. They were doing that when Jesus
all along,
was around.
But
Jesus was on the planet.
I'm not a good debater. We need an AA sponsor or somebody up in this joint to say what I'm trying to say. It's just not a good idea.
And if it's a problem for you, then you should not use it. As with anything, fried chicken is a problem for some people. You should cut back if it's a problem for you.
Yeah, go ahead and make your point before you go.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, while I understand and I agree with everybody's point and I understand everybody's point of view, if you probably can look at it like that. I don't know how many states have licensed marijuana, however many there are. Look at it as a non-smoking and a smoking section of a restaurant. For those who want to smoke the weed, they go to those states, and they become residents of those states that have legalized them. And for us that don't want to be a part of those weed smoking states, we stay in the states that are non-legal, you know, they're not legal.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't mean that to be abrasive. I understand exactly what you're saying, Valcine, but because
it changes people. That's all I'm saying. Eventually, it's going to change everybody.
Yes,
tobacco. When people that smoke cigarettes can't get a cigarette and they don't have a cigarette, you know how agitated they get?
Yeah, I know how agitated I get. And
okay, so if we're going to ban, if we're going to ban marijuana, let's ban smoking. Let's ban drinking. Let's ban all this bad devil.
And
stuff.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
and you know what? Just because
devil.
We already have alcohol right now is alcohol right now. I mean, it shouldn't be legal, but it is legal. So that means that now we're going to bring something else in. That just because alcohol, you know, look how alcohol is. Let's go in and bring marijuana here. It's just, you know, it's just like alcohol. Bull crap. You know, the marijuana, it should be legal to use for prescription for people who need it. It should be, you know, they should be able to prescribe marijuana to anybody. But once you legalize marijuana, all the people who never smoked are going to smoke. A lot of people are going to smoke. Oh, it's legal now. A lot of people don't smoke it because it's not legal. So when once it becomes legal, they're going to start smoking it. We got all these people
not
out
me.
Here, man, and they're going to drive and they're going to be impaired. Marijuana is a drug. Marijuana
not
is
me.
A drug. It alters you. It helps people out who's sick.
That's quite an assumption that everyone's going to start smoking. I mean,
there's
some people who take a drink for the first time and be like, "Oh, this shit's nasty," and they never touch it again. There are a lot of people who are going to smoke marijuana.
Okay.
Just like I know people who have smoked marijuana, you know, one time, and they say, "I'm straight. I didn't do anything for me. I didn't like
it." And I'm straight. And the first thing they say is, I could still drive the same way when I'm high. I could still drive just the same way as if I wasn't high. Bull crap. You know, it's going to be a whole lot more people out here dying on the roads because of it. You know, so.
What I'm saying is there's also a lot of people right now who, I think Lynn has admitted that he's tried it once and he never picked it up again. There's a lot of people who have
so you're gonna do
this isn't for everybody. I mean, but those
okay,
who want to use
they did it with alcohol.
Hey,
listen.
Let's listen to the conversation. Hey, me and you are agreeing on certain things because we have used the plant, as Ye says, it's a plant.
Yeah.
Radio audience, my followers, it's a plant.
It is a plant.
But,
okay,
I got that. Let me finish my statement, please. But what I'm saying is you and Lynn, y'all ain't, I mean, maybe you tried it one time, two times. Lynn confessed that he tried it a couple of times and didn't do nothing. But what it does is it does change. They're going to do it for recreation. The name of the topic that we put out there was for recreation and for medical reasons. Once you start doing it for recreation, it does change your whole being. It just does something to you. It if you're in a medical state, if you're sick, it relaxes you, blah, blah, blah. I understand what the doctors are saying about that. But this ain't going to work. That's all I have to say. It's just not going to work. It's not going to work, you guys.
I'm just telling you guys, they said the same thing. When Prohibition was ended, go back and read. Go Google all the stuff they said about the witchcraft and about Satan and about all these different evils that was going to take place. You know, alcohol is more poisonous, more sickening, more dangerous than marijuana could ever be any day of the week.
Sure.
And you know what's equal to that? Cigarettes.
Those two things
are worse than marijuana could ever be if you let two-year-olds smoke it. Those things. If we're not getting rid of those.
But didn't people's personalities change, Jay, when they start drinking? and going out and getting all
people's personalities change when they started smoking. People's personalities change when they start drinking. You even said that you get irritated when you don't have a cigarette. Nicotine is one of the most addictive things on this planet.
Okay.
Also, so you gotta remember too. These are two different. Cigarettes are physically addicting. When you don't have a cigarette,
thank you.
I get the feeling funny. Where marijuana is mentally addicting. You can stop marijuana. You don't get the shakes. You don't. Your body doesn't have any need for marijuana. You just feel like you want marijuana because you're just used to
you
using it.
You cannot say that, man. It's a whole lot of people who my sister smoked. My sister smoked for years, and she was a detective on the Cleveland Police Department. And it does, and she was.
You know, and I think it's all addictive.
Well, that's not my opinion.
You ever seen a
Some drugs are mentally addicting. Some drugs are classified as physically addicting.
Because cigarettes are legal, because alcohol is legal, cigarettes are legal, alcohol is legal. So since that's legal and it's already bad for you, we might as well make something else legal because it's not as bad as those things, but it's still bad for you.
What they're doing for marijuana right now. I also say they should do the exact same thing for prostitution.
I agree. They should make prostitution legal. If somebody gonna buy some vagina, it should be some taxation for the representation.
Should be legal because if that was legal, then you have a lot of older guys out here trying to grab these young girls and make them be hoes out there. No, that shouldn't be legal.
Legalizing prostitution—that's exactly what you would stop. You would ban minors from being part of this. If you had a card that said I'm a legal prostitute, now let's say I'm trolling the streets or going to a brothel, I'm going to pick the legal prostitute. I'm not going to pick the young kid. If you don't have that card saying you're legal and you're good to go. I'm less likely to
because I'm not going.
You.
Yeah, because
you're not
going to
be asking nobody for no damn card.
Not only don't you know what you're talking about, Jimmy. They do it in Nevada laws in Nevada
just
right now.
They do it
in the state of Nevada.
They do it.
And I'm gonna
there,
say
don't make
something.
It right.
It don't listen. But no, you just said that what it makes is your discretion to stay discreet. Whatever it is that you're doing. Now you're not in a police lineup as a John for picking somebody up. Now, because you're in a legal zone where the activity is legal and the state is making money, you're in a safe zone where the activity has to be safe in order for these girls to work. Now the guy that you're talking about, the old dude that you're talking about, he's not part of the picture because these girls work for themselves. They make a living for themselves. So you know what? But I understand why you guys say that.
Jay.
You know,
guys could be prostitutes too. Guys,
absolutely.
Also,
absolutely.
That's right.
So, but listen.
Hi,
Daryl. I'm gonna say what's wrong.
Hey, how you doing?
The problem with us is this. We're so small in our thinking because we only think what we've been taught for so long that sometimes you have to get outside of your own thought process and just venture out and give it real thought. Don't look from the inside. Get outside of it and look at it.
So what's wrong with trying to do things? We've been doing stuff the same way for thousands of years, hundreds of years. And nothing has changed. It's gotten worse. I mean, what's the problem with trying to think outside the box?
It's frightening. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with it. Human nature makes it frightening. That's why if you saw somebody walking down the street right now with three legs, you're not going to do a double take. You're going to do a quadruple take. As a matter of fact, you're going to try to get it on your a picture of it or video of it on your phone so you can put it out to people because we ain't used to seeing, doing, or feeling anything different. And when it starts to feel different, we get scared. Fear is a factor that has been manufactured in us for years and years and years, and we continue to live in it.
Mm-hmm. The first, hey, My personality changed when I don't get no coffee. Okay, so now that's coffee's a drug. I'm serious. Coffee's a drug. But now, getting back on the marijuana, there's a group of scientists that's talking about colonizing on Mars in the next couple of years, and they say they will be taking marijuana up there to see how it grow, and they're going to cultivate it and use it.
Maybe they should take some hoes up there too.
Again?
It comes from there anyway.
They're going to grow it. They're going to make their clothes out of it. And you can Google it and see, because they're talking about doing this like in the next 3 or 4 years, where they're taking two scientists from each country, and they're going to be going on the Mars mission and colonizing there, and marijuana will be one of the plant seeds that they take. So
I feel like marijuana is not of this world anyway. I mean, when I grew it, that thing, number one, I think it's one of only two plants on the planet that comes in sexes. It has a male and female. When you look at that stuff, it just don't even look like it's in this world. I used to look out of the corner of my eye because I used to swear those things were twitching. And then I would, like, gaze on it, and I would see those things just right before my eyes just twitch and kind of shake. And I'm just what the hell?
And you wanted some vagina. You're as high as you wanted. That's why you want her twitching and shaking. Ooh, I'm high, and she twitching and shaking.
When you look at it, it don't even look like any other plant from this planet. I swear to God, I think listen to him.
That's from too much weed. Listen to him, and we gonna have him driving around in our city and shit.
One thing, hey, you get a lot of byproducts from marijuana. Hemp, they do a lot of things with hemp. And so on.
What did the Indians smoke? The peach pipe. They smoked on a peach pipe. Was that just regular tobacco? Or was
that? No, marijuana.
Yeah,
marijuana.
Okay.
Some of them smoked tobacco too, though.
It wasn't all marijuana.
On
it was
a
tobacco,
peach
all kind
pipe.
Of stuff.
Wow. That's what I thought.
Yeah, they were at teeth, all right.
How you doing, Lynn?
Hey, doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
And the rest of you guys, how you guys doing?
I'm not a guy. I don't have a dick.
Marijuana for medical reasons is great. I think it's great, and I think it should stay like that. That's my.
I'm glad that they legalized it. I'm glad that, you know, I hope they do it around the country, you know, so in all 50 states, so that it's legalized and we don't have all these issues with these people having, you know, you got people, like, you know, the drug trade is there's money being made in states, and our states aren't making money off of it. So our educational system is failing and flailing because we don't have enough money to take care of it. The states and the cities don't have enough money to take care of education and music. We don't have music in schools because of it. So, you know, if marijuana is going to add, you know, money to the coffers, let it happen.
No matter how many
people
it kills.
This isn't like crack cocaine, people. I mean, I've never seen anybody break into a house to buy weed. I never saw anyone suck.
Yeah, right. Where the hell are you from?
You ain't had none of that old skunk stuff they selling lately. You probably smoking.
I've never. I just never seen these things happen.
What's that skunk stuff, AA? What's the skunk? The
I ran over
now.
A skunk.
No, what's the name of it? Kush.
Kush in the bush.
Yeah, somebody in the bush. Back in my day, you know, the big thing was monkey paw.
Yeah,
everybody had to get some monkey paw.
What was monkey paw? What was that?
I don't know. It's just some good weed. Probably what they call Kush today.
Different kind. You know,
I suspect it's what they call Kush today, because where is it today? When it just went away? I suspect it just changes. It's all the same stuff. It just changes name.
Right,
have you seen some of the footage that they've shown on the stores that are selling marijuana, how many different flavors it comes in, how many different, you know, like foods it comes in, you know, so... you can't get that on the corner. And I bet you this is what's going to happen. I think that there's going to be a lot of money made from legal marijuana, and there's going to continue to be a nice underground trade of the illegal marijuana.
Of course, because those people that can't get it, those youngsters that can't get it because they're not going to be able to buy it legally, they're going to buy it illegally. They're going to continue to do what they've always done. And so, but now at least we got some regulation on it, and the states are making money from it. And I think we're taxing it. And as a taxpayer, I like it because it takes some of the pressure off me.
And not only that, AJ, I think it'll take a lot of the it'll be fewer people buying marijuana on the streets, I believe.
Yeah, I think so too.
Of course. Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about getting caught. Have you ever seen when people are making that trade, for a nickel bag or a 10-cent bag or something, and then the cops swoop down on you, caught you, nigga.
But I thought you still can go to jail. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you still can go to jail because you're only supposed to be caught with it over. You're still going to catch that case.
What I'm looking forward to is,
The way it is now, and if I buy from the guy around the corner, sometimes he got good shit. Sometimes you spend the same money and get bad shit. What I'm looking forward to is consistently, just like when I buy a pack of Salems, a pack of Salems is a pack of Salems is a pack of Salems each and every time.
Right.
And that's what I'm looking forward to. And when I buy some shit, it's going to be good shit. It's going to be what I expect it to be. That's what I'm looking forward to.
You buy shit?
And, for
you
people who don't like it, they don't have to buy it,
Exactly. No one's saying every people should do this. It's just saying that those who like to do it, we should just be able to do it. I don't know. No one's saying that, again, this isn't for everyone. I don't think my sister is going to go out and start smoking just because they made it legal. She tried it in college.
Why nobody saying all that?
Ralphine, I love you. I give you a hard time, but I love you.
If you weren't my brother, I'd be going off on you. I'd be calling you all kind of sub bitches up in here. But
you just do it under your breath.
I'm still going to say this. What? Jesus, you make me scratch my head. It's not right, you guys, and it's not going to be right, and it's going to get worse.
What's going to get worse? I don't understand. Because
that's what I wanted to ask, Lynn. Let's talk about what it is going to do.
Before we continue, let's do something, and then we'll come back and answer that question.
Consciousness, the state of mind we should all be in. We should be aware. Club Nouveau takes you there with the first cut from the CD of the same name, Consciousness. Ignited with electricity and production in the master. That ain't love. Club Nouveau, the new single available now on iTunes. Download your copy now.
This is a song about love. Yeah. But it's not a good one. Not a real love. And if your love sounds like this, then that ain't love. When I work, putting hard days, that's how I keep these bills paid. At my crib, things go my way. Don't give a damn about what your girlfriend say. When I come home, ain't no way in. Should have my dinner on my plate and clear the table when my meal is done. And break me off, girl, when I
want some. Girlfriend, don't let him watch you like that. That ain't love. You pay your own bills, got your own car, got your own grip, you got it like that. That ain't love. He can cook and serve his own damn meal. If you don't, some other trick will.
See, in my house, that's how it's gotta be.
thugging when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
yeah, real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be tripping, just respect
you
me.
Gotta, I'm
cause
respect.
In my house that's how it's gotta be.
Girlfriend,
listen here, ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tit for tat. Girl, you know where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house, it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. Cause in my house, that's how it's got to be. You love me, baby. I've been good to you.
I still hear the reasons for your tears. Mind you let them treat you so
don't
bad.
Let nobody
don't tell me all
play
your mind.
For the fool.
Think about leaving. Think of believing.
Don't
get
ever
a pretend in the sun.
Cause baby,
you're
my love.
Plowden. And, you know, I heard Daryl Plowden playing it on his computer because he had his computer volume up. So, because I was going through the people, I was going to blame Blog Talk for that noise. But, Daryl, you had your computer up listening, and it's on a delay. Yeah.
Oh, you heard
me? Yeah, I heard you.
I heard it, too.
I played that song for you, and I said, you know,
hey,
then
man,
I started.
I thank you for that.
Yeah, I thought
yeah, you ain't on the Daryl Plowden show. Hey, Lynn, I wanted to tell you.
Is that
Lynn, I wanted to tell
key.
You that on, you know, I record some key people. The album is going out to some key people
yeah.
on the Club Nouveau album. And, man, people love I Cry.
I'm glad they do. You know, Samuel did a hell of a job with that. So Samuel is an outstanding, he's outstanding as a singer. Outstanding.
Yes, he is.
And that harmony with Val, you know, at the end, just like I told you, I said, hey, man, he's doing that oh, 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 oh. But he doesn't say oh, 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 oh. He says ooh, 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 you know, when he first comes in. And then when they're getting ready to go into the crescendo at the end of the song on That Ain't Love, oh, my goodness. That harmony that they got. Whoa.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Who's
hey, playing Lana, at the top of that, when you said Club Nouveau takes you there, you know, the first thought I had is, man, what can I get a bag of this Club Nouveau?
Lana.
That's the club I want to be in.
Go ahead,
Lynn, I put a link in there telling about the harmful effects. One of the guys probably gets a little bit read better a little bit than me. I was wondering if someone could read that.
I
think
you
click on that, please.
I'll click on it for you.
Go ahead. You click it and read it, Jay.
And that's what I was trying to say. Everything that's in here, and I didn't read it ahead of time. I just found it while we were on break.
Okay, and let me say this. I'm not a pro marijuana person because I don't use it, but I'm not a pro prescription medicine person. I mean, I'm not pro of any of that stuff because I don't think that it's you know, some of those side effects that you get from prescription medicine is worse than what you got. You know what you
exactly.
what you're taking for. You know, who wants diarrhea? Who wants dry mouth? Who wants thoughts of fucking suicide? Who wants that?
Let's just go through a little bit of this, you guys.
Let's just do a little bit.
There's an argument for both sides, okay? There's an argument. So, and let me say this. It says the immediate effects of taking marijuana include rapid heartbeat, disorientation, lack of physical coordination, often followed by depression or sleepiness. Some users suffer panic attacks or anxiety. So let me stop there for 1 second.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of weed smokers, right, Lynn?
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, out of every one of these things that they talk about the immediate effects of taking marijuana are,
yeah,
the rapid heartbeat, the disorientation, the lack of
yeah.
physical coordination,
mm-hmm.
I've never seen any of this.
Me either.
Because I'm sure that there's a small segment of people that this applies to, and that's why those people shouldn't smoke weed. But see, there's a small segment of people that become alcoholics, that they shouldn't drink alcohol.
Okay, now it talks about the tobacco.
Small,
keep going.
Okay. So, I'm just saying,
tobacco.
You know, okay.
But this is what I want to say before we get into that. This is what I want to say. I don't think that the percentage of bad is going to increase. If nobody does anything, if they got rid of cigarettes and alcohol and marijuana, the same percentage of bad, I think, would exist because in the volumes of people, there's more people in the world now than there ever have been before. There are people that have evil intentions. There are people that are jealous because Valcine might have a nice hairdo. There are people that are jealous that Aaron may have, you know, a nice suit on. There's people that have hatred in their hearts, and they do damaging things. You know, if you look at some of the CNN stories on, you know, detectives, secret detectives or mystery detectives or whatever it is, there's a lot of things. People do things for money. People do things for greed. They do things for affection. They do things for attention. You know, there's people that have killed their children so that, that they can have some type of attention for them. There's all kinds of junk like that. And I said all that to say this. Whether I think that the legalization of marijuana will improve the quality of marijuana that you're getting.
Right.
You know, so that you won't have all those poisons. But they put poison in cigarettes. You know, and there's people that are, like, alcohol. Yeah, alcohol doesn't affect everybody the same way. Everybody's not made up of the same substance. Some people can resist, you know, some people can drink 20 beers and they'll never do anything but get a fat gut and be stretched out on the bed dead sleep, you know. But there are some people that drink 5 beers and it gives them a headache and they start beating people, you know. So there's no, you know, there's no something that is not necessarily good for you. You don't have any complaints when people are drinking milk, although there's lactose intolerance. But, you know, people don't get angry when
I'm
going to
tell you right
milk.
Now, if I drink milk, you're going to have a complaint, because if I drink some milk and I'm around, I'm going to be farting and booting and booting and fart.
Lynn, how many people just fry chicken chill a year? I mean, are we going to close down?
Yeah, you know, but nobody says that. Nobody says, you know, nobody's going to talk about that because the chicken industry got you blocked. Hey, if you start talking about our damn chickens,
they got you blocked. They got your damn arteries blocked when you fry it. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Nobody talks about the alarming rate of African-American men that are dying in their 50s because of fried foods, primarily chicken.
Exactly. And pop. You know,
men love chicken.
I stopped drinking pop in 2004 in October. I think that if I was still drinking pop, and I didn't drink it as much as everybody else drank it, but I drank it enough. If I was still drinking it now, I'd be dead. So
yeah, if you drink an average of one soda a day, 365 sodas for the year, you're going to gain 10 pounds.
I would more than welcome a law that coincides with this law that you cannot add anything to your weed, no chemicals. I prefer that. I wish they would pass that law.
I don't want
anything else added to it.
You can't add anything to it. It's all natural. That's part of medicinal and otherwise.
I mean, I suppose someone could sprinkle something on there or dip it in something
They can't do it legally. You can't be a legal shop and do it. You're going to get shut down.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
Now tell them about the tobacco part, and then you can stop right there. Tobacco next.
Okay,
paragraph.
First of all, let me just tell you. Even with let's just talk about the tobacco part for a minute. Even with the tobacco part, Val, tobacco ain't good for you, and neither is marijuana, okay? But tobacco, you can smoke it, and it's got a warning on it. I say you put the same warning on the marijuana package, but you put it on there. But you still, I just say that we should make money off of it. If people are going to use it, as a taxpayer, I'm tired of paying the bills for all you chronic smokers and drinkers and weed smokers, I can't tax it. We tax cigarettes. We tax alcohol. We should tax marijuana. We should tax vagina if they're selling it. We should tax it.
Okay.
No, don't. You can't tax this.
Let's tax this.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to tax all of it. I'm just tired of this shit. Damn. It's tax.
Have you seen
back.
Sanjay Gupta's
thing
on marijuana?
Oh, mad.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Sanjay Gupta? I've seen this like 3 times on CNN already, where he's going around. There was a baby that she had, what do you call those things when you go and your body goes into a fit?
She was having seizures.
She was having seizures. She was having seizures daily, you know, throughout the day. And with the medical marijuana, she stopped having the seizures. She got it from these 5 or 6 brothers that were growing medical marijuana on their farm. And, you know, that saved her. There was a guy that they interviewed. He would talk. He would sound like that. He would sound like that all day, and he had trouble breathing. And then when they gave him the marijuana, he talked normal. You know, so.
And, you know, and Lynn, we did a story on this, the little girl who couldn't function at all. She couldn't get out of bed. She couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. She was, and it might be the same girl. We did a story on that. And the little girl now is functioning because of miracle marijuana. And because, you know, so again, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying that it's good that marijuana is legal. I'm just saying if we're going to legalize alcohol, if we're legalize cigarettes, we might as well legalize marijuana and get the tax benefit from it. Because we're not getting anything from it right now.
And for those people that have
It's long been said in the marijuana community that there's never, never, never been one reported death as a result of the use of marijuana. I defy you to find a reported death because someone has overdosed on marijuana or in some way marijuana caused anyone's death. You can't find it.
Well, maybe
I'm
going
to do some research.
That way. Hi, everyone. Hi, Coco.
Hey, welcome, Ebony Empress. What's going on?
Hi. I was going to say, oh, I did go out tonight, but I got back early, so I just thought, let me jump on for the last half an hour. But I did want to say that maybe, Erin, the reason why is because often it's mixed with something else. If it is the death, then, you know, is it clearly that someone... Something else.
Right, the cabbies that they smoke sometimes, because sometimes those cabbies, and a cab, what they call a cabbie out here, a caviar, is when they take the marijuana with the and sprinkle in the cocaine with it.
Yeah.
And they call that call those cabbies. And people have had heart attacks from those things.
That's a primo out here.
Yeah, they call them primos out here too. They call them cabbies, primos. You know.
I don't know any of that jargon of, like, you know, when you want to ride the white horse. Remember that song? You know, I'm thinking it's a white horse. I didn't think it was cocaine. You know, so all these stuff, the little slangs, you know, and I don't care to ever be knowledgeable in that. And I'm not saying, Erin, because you know it, or Jay, because you know it, that you bad guys. But I'm just saying, you know, all those terms and stuff, I don't even want to be attached to them. You know, I don't want to be around
man,
them.
Amen,
like,
amen,
amen. You know, hey, so, Lynn, I got to tell you guys, this is a funny story. I know I was producing David Ruffin and Eddie Kendrick.
Okay.
And after the session, David Ruffin said, he said, we're the white lady. And I said, and I'm only 25 at the time. I said, I got to be honest with you, Mr. Ruffin. I'm only 25. I don't know. I probably don't know any white ladies in your age group.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, nigga, you know what I'm talking about, the white lady. And then Eddie said, Dave, I don't think he knows what you're talking about. He said, do you get high? I said, no, sir. He said, do you drink? I said, no, sir. He said, man, he said, no, he didn't. Leave him alone, Dave. He said, fuck that. He know what the white lady is. I know what the hell he was talking about. I went to after they left. He was a rough man. Dave Ruffin was a tough little customer.
Oh, I should have muted.
Yeah, I saw David Ruffin smoke marijuana back in like 1968, 69 at radio station WJMO. I had no idea what he was doing. I was like 18 or 19, I think it was 19, and it was a little teensy little, like a little, you know what weed looks like. It was real teensy. It wasn't no cigarette, you know, and he offered it to me. I'm thinking, hey, I don't know what the hell that is. No.
He was a rough man. That was a rough man, I'm telling y'all right now. He about 6'4", weighed about 3 pounds.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, everybody smoked weed. Everybody smoked reefer. Everybody smoked weed. I had no idea until I got
much
older.
What year was that?
Hmm?
What year was that?
In the 70s. Late,
you know,
70s,
when I
still
remember,
it was
the 70s.
My mother smoked it.
Wow.
My mother smoked it. But the thing is, I had no idea that was marijuana. I knew what weed was. I knew what reefer was. I had no idea. Marijuana was, because they always talked about it with cocaine. I thought that was hard stuff. I would never do marijuana. But I know a lot of people who smoke weed. I had no idea that was one and the same.
Yeah. Well, you know, I delivered mail in the 70s, and there was this outhouse. You know, there were not like, you know, how you had after-hour joints. And I'm pretty sure everybody on here knows, you know, those are the clubs that you went to after the regular clubs closed down because it was 2:30, and you can go to the after-hour place and get drinks and whatever you want, you know, after the bars closed. Well, during the day, after the mailmen finished their routes, they go over to this guy's house. It was like an after-hours place only during the day. And I seen, you know, older men. I was like 21, 20. And I seen these older guys smoking marijuana, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? Mailmen, you know. So, but if people do it. So now that it's legal, you ain't got to hide, you know. You got to smoke it at your house, I think, but you don't have to, like, worry about getting caught in the transaction. You don't have to worry about any, you know, that's in Colorado and Washington. In Ohio, you still got to worry, you know, but eventually you're not going to have to. And like I was saying earlier, I don't think there's going to be any more devastation because of marijuana. You know, there may be some more, you know, marijuana devastations, but as for the total of devastation, if somebody's killing you or you OD, what difference does it make what it is? You know, but if you're going to save a lot of more people because it's legal, I think it's a good thing. But I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to do marijuana ever. I'm never going to do it.
And I think, you know what? I think if we're going to look into something, we should look into this damn lottery. Come on, somebody getting addicted.
Yeah, and there's no chemical reaction. You're just a loss of sums, of money, gambling.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
With the tax money that's going to be gained from this, you can use this to help treat people who are addicted to weed and other addictions. You know, there's lots of things we can use this money for that they're not being used now. People are just smoking weed, and there are people who are addicted. But, you know, now we can use this money to help those who find weed to be a problem.
And, you know, there's going to be people that come up with campaigns, you know, to have addiction clinics because Budweiser, you know, they do that, you know, don't drink and drive campaigns. And, you know, a lot of the people, they want to help you if you're drinking and if you're an over drinker. So I'm sure there's going to be agencies to help the weed smoker, and it's going to bring more attention to it. You know, and I don't believe all the benefits have been uncovered on what we can do for somebody who was ailing or sick in some reason. It's going to be a lot of things. You know, but this is what I think. I think that there's people that don't want to see the benefit of anything. You know, just like with the stagecoach. I always go back to the stagecoach, how everybody fought the stagecoach, but now we're getting to places faster than ever before. You know, so that's what I got to say about, you know. So now, Aaron, you got that joint I ordered?
Oh, Lord. I think it's
interesting.
Aaron,
I see you at the show.
Ebony, go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's interesting to look at Amsterdam, right? Amsterdam has been selling weed publicly for years now. And that's where, in Europe, everybody goes. If, you know, particularly young people, if they want to experience it, you know, they don't have to buy, you know, underground, you can go into the cafes and buy it openly. And
can you smoke it in the cafes?
Yeah, you can smoke it, legally smoke it in the cafes. But you still find that there are people from, you know, maybe the UK and other countries, because it's not an openly, it's not totally banned here, but you can't openly go and sell it and buy it in public. You get prosecuted. They still try to go underground when they go to Amsterdam. So I remember some years when I went to Amsterdam with a friend, we saw groups of young black guys running around looking for someone to buy weed from. And we're like, you're in Amsterdam, you can go into a cafe and buy it. But because they came from that whole, you know, from countries where, it, you know, it's a banned substance and you can't go into a cafe and get it, they were still looking for the weed seller on the corner. So that
right.
was really funny to see.
Is that,
like,
is,
no, you don't
that
have to do that anymore.
Is that Amsterdam, Holland?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So how far is Amsterdam, Holland from London, England?
By plane, only a couple of hours.
And how did you go with your friend? How did you go?
We just flew. You fly to Amsterdam,
yeah.
A couple of hours, you're there.
Did you
can hang out in the cafes and whatever.
Did you go just for that reason, or you?
No, I didn't. I went for the experience of going to Amsterdam and seeing what people did. My friend smoked weed, so.
And you ain't
got to
buy the weed. All you got to do is just go in a cafe and sniff.
For that reason, I just went to see Amsterdam and see the whole thing. But the funny thing was, it wasn't a big deal when it's legalized. You know, people
right.
walking and buying it just like, you know, a cigarette or whatever, and sitting in a cafe, and it became no deal. In the UK, it felt like a bigger deal because everybody's got to hide to get it, you know? If you're going out to a party or something and you're with people who smoke weed, it's like, where can I find a joint? Where can I find a joint? Who's my seller? All the rest of it that goes with it. Whereas if it's legal in a country, it's just a completely different approach, and there's just no stress in it. And people were kind of smoking to their heart's content. But I think what happened, people were smoking less because it was legal. And because it was everywhere. Yeah, you know, it just didn't seem like he was so desperate to get it. And I had a similar experience when I went to Jamaica, because I'm from Jamaica. And if you go to Jamaica and you're going to get weed, there's so much of it everywhere, you just, like, it doesn't become such a big deal as it
is
in
legal
the UK.
In Jamaica?
It's not legal, but you can get it. You know, it's everywhere. If you go to the country parts, you know, you don't have to go looking very far to find weed. It's everywhere.
Okay. Is London looking at legalizing the sale of marijuana, the legal sale of it?
Well,
has
not
there
right
been
now,
any discussions?
But we've been, maybe now the U.S. has kind of stepped out in that way, maybe because we love to follow you guys. Maybe that will start happening here. But at the moment, no, they've played with it. You know, they've decriminalized it to a certain degree, so you can smoke it, you know, if you're in your own house and in a small group, but you cannot sell it. You know, so if you're caught selling it, you will go to prison. So, you know, they've tried to decriminalize it, but there's a big argument always on both sides from those people who feel it, you know, that it can lead to a Class A type situation. So people start with weed and then they end up with cocaine and other Class A drugs. So there's that debate. And I think that debate so far is a greater debate than, you know, has more weight than the debate that says, well, you know, people are fine, although we know that people smoke it for medicinal purposes. So if you've got MS or something like that, you're allowed to smoke it to help you with the pain and all the rest of it. But it's still not totally legal here or safe to be out in public smoking it. So.
Okay, what kind of drunken things do you have? Is that a problem in London, and as far as any other parts of England to you? Is drinking as major a problem in London as it is here in the States?
Yeah, we're banned. You cannot drink in public places in the UK. You cannot drink, you know, on the streets, on a bus, on a train. That's all been banned for a few years now. And it's made it much better because, you know, people can be drunk on public transport, but they can't be openly drinking a beer or drinking bottles of wine. And people do hide. You see them hiding their little bags and getting in the bag and coming out the bag. But it's not like before where you'd see tins of beer everywhere or people sitting in public areas drinking openly. The police will come and move them, you know, and you can be arrested. So that's cleaned things up a lot, and that's kind of gone alongside the smoking in public, which now we now have a ban that you can't even smoke in a car with children, and I think that's a great ban.
Really?
That's
interesting.
Yeah, you can be prosecuted if you're found smoking in a car with children in the car.
Hmm.
So, you know, smoking's really I think people have got used to it now, but in clubs, social places, you cannot smoke. You cannot smoke on the underground, on a train or bus, anywhere. It's banned everywhere. So
wow.
Even in workplaces, you know, they have smoking areas outside, but now you see so fewer people going out to smoke because it's just such an ordeal. And the price of cigarettes are really high. I think it's almost like £8 or something for a packet of cigarettes. Like, to keep that up, you know, you might as well open up another account or something for it, or have a second job to keep up with that addiction. So I think that's reduced the number of smokers in the UK, definitely. I don't think there's as many people smoke socially, but I think the amount of money you have to spend to keep up that addiction is hard. And then we have a lot of programs to help people off smoking, and I think that's a good thing. You can get your nicotine patches for free. You can all the anti-smoking agenda has really gone up, and I think that's good because a lot of people have died from smoking. It's a serious thing. They died from other things, but
is it because of their lungs? What does cigarettes do to a person to kill them? Their lungs, they get cancer?
Yeah, it's a cancer. And it's not just, and it's been proven there are people that don't smoke, have never smoked, but because they are passive smokers, they're taking in the smoke of other people, that over the years, you find they end up and develop cancers and stuff. So we have a number of artists or stars that have died in the past kind of 10, 20 years who died as a result of not being smokers, but going to clubs and performing where people smoke, right? And where it was okay years ago for people to smoke openly. And those people have died of tumors, so that they've developed over years. So we know that passive smoking is really dangerous, particularly cigarettes. I'm not talking about passively smoking marijuana, but, inhaling smoke from cigarette is dangerous. So
let me ask a question. If smoking cigarettes is bad, why is smoking marijuana less bad? Couldn't you get the same kind of contact situation or illness from being around people who do smoke it?
Well, I think
what
Jay said earlier about it being that you have all those different illnesses or whatever that potentially for those people who it doesn't work for, then you've got to look at that. Not everybody is suited to something like marijuana. So if there are those side effects for some people, how do you know if you're a passive smoker that you're not going to suffer from some of those effects?
I came very close to purchasing for about $250, just like e-cigarettes. There's a device where you can put your marijuana in and it creates a marijuana vapor, and it's odorless. You can smoke in a room and no one even knows you're smoking marijuana. Yeah. It works just like an e-cigarette, and I came very close to buying one.
Okay, do you get the same benefit from smoking marijuana with that device? You just don't smell it?
Yes. It's just like an e-cigarette. You get the benefit of the nicotine. You just don't get all the carcinogens and stuff from actually smoking. Burnt product.
And I gotta say, when I'm in Europe, like especially when I'm in the south of France for the MEDEM conference, there's so many smokers there. So I'm glad because Europe have more smokers. To me, it seems like everybody in Europe smokes. It's like they turn six and start smoking or something, because everybody smokes. And it's so bad that when I leave the MEDEM conference and I come back home,
yeah,
my suitcase smells like a chimney.
Wow.
It's just smoke, because smoke is all in your clothes. So this last year when I was at MEDEM, I noticed that they made the smokers smoke outside. They couldn't smoke in the building. And it was better for me because I would get sick, because I would have to get adjusted to it. My eyes, because even though I wasn't in the smoking section, all those people gathered in that smoking section, you're still in the same building, and the smoke would just travel like a big puff cloud. And it's horrible.
Wow.
And I shouldn't have to smoke because everybody else is smoking.
Yeah. I know a comedian that said, they say that
people that hang around people that smoke, you know, are worse off than those who smoke. And then he says, well, so, hey, you might as well smoke. You know, so, but, you know, that's the way it
goes.
We're going to do final comments. You know, final comments. Road, Nika. She must not be on. Final comments, Aaron.
Man, I wish you guys would tell me where I can get a bag of this Club Nouveau, man. Why y'all holding out on me? Hold on, I've been hearing about this stuff for years, man. I hear it's very good stuff, man. I've been hearing about Club Nouveau for like ever. You know, you
Val,
holding out on me.
I'm still against. I'm still sticking with my guns. I'm against it. It has nothing to do with me being an ex addict. It's just that I know because I've tried the drug, plant, whatever you want to label it as, it has effects on the mind. It doesn't mean that the person has a weak mind, the IQ isn't right, or whatever. It does affect the mind.
Okay, let me ask you. Do you smoke marijuana now?
No. I haven't had anything since 98. Mm-hmm.
Are there any residuals that you still have in your mind or your system about marijuana? Or is that all gone?
I know that because I did drugs and marijuana that it affected my mind.
Okay.
I'll never say that it didn't. It did. And
okay.
Some people would say it was probably the hard drugs that I consumed, but no, that's not true. It was all of it.
Okay.
I remember, and people around me smoke marijuana. You know, I don't get a contact high or anything like that, but it just affects them. I see them, you know, they could be, and, you know, they don't do it in my house, but I could be out over their house or something. I can't tell people what to do in their homes, but
right.
They change. Their personality changes.
Okay.
I still
Darryl
say it's
Plow.
Not a good thing.
Darryl Plow,
yes, sir.
Still here. You got some final
here.
Comments? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that if you legalize just all drugs that it won't be any more use because it's legal. I don't think it's going to be a lot of people. Let me try it. It's illegal. I don't think so. If anything, I think it's going to be less usage that it is legal on any drug.
Okay. Jay King, final comments?
I think people always want to do the bad thing, the wrong thing. So when you make it right, when you make it, when you take the mystery out of it, when you take the secrecy out of it, I think it takes the fun out of it. You know, I've seen people that smoke cigarettes. I've seen people that drink excessively. I've seen people that do smoke marijuana excessively. And when I look at those three people, the two people that I'm most alarmed for always are the people that smoke cigarettes and the people that drink alcohol. The dude that's smoking marijuana, I'm more concerned for my refrigerator and my kitchen. It seems to be where he's at most times.
Okay. Ebony Empress, final comments.
I just want to say, you know, I've experienced both sides of marijuana. I think people who smoke marijuana, people who smoke cigarettes, and, you know, and all of it's negative and it's not good for you. If you use it in excess and you don't manage yourself correctly. So I don't know. I think people will continue to do whatever they do. I would love to see it properly controlled, and I think it's a good thing if people can decriminalize it so that, you know, people don't see it as such a great thing to want to do something that's illegal. That's marijuana I'm talking about. But, you know, smoking, no, it's not for me. And I've seen all the paranoia that goes with marijuana, and no, I would never encourage anybody to go down that route. But if it's fun for you, do what works for you.
Okay.
That's my final
We've been comment. The Cool Critics. 347-205-9366 is our number and the number for all the shows on the J. King Network. You know, Musical Context featuring Herschel Myers Jr. is up next on the JKN.
Consciousness, the state of mind we should all be in. We should be aware. Club Nouveau takes you there with the first cut from the CD of the same name, Consciousness. Ignited with electricity and production in the master. That ain't love. Club Nouveau, the new single available now on iTunes. Download your copy now. Baby.